Chapter 12. Spinny is the cat's meow.
Run for the portal! I yell, run!
Even though it's pitch black outside, the full moon and stars are bright, so we can see where we're going. I reach the portal first and smash my fist against it hard. Ouch. I think that was a little too hard. I wait for the swirl. Or the hiss, or some purple sparks, even a vibration. The portals home don't always follow the same order as the mirror in our basement. Come on, swirl, come on. Nothing happens. No swirl, no hiss, no purple, no vibrations, nothing untree-like at all. Ah! I hit it again even harder. Still nothing. Abby, why isn't it working? Jonah asks. I stare at the tree. This is definitely the one that swirled before, so why isn't it working now? Oh no, oh no, oh no. I have a really, really, really terrible thought. Did Mary Rose think Hansel and Gretel were us and close the portal forever? No. Yes. Maybe. Ah! How are we supposed to get home? This is a huge problem, I cry. I kick the tree with the toe of my shoe. Ow. Let me try, Jonah says and knocks on the tree. Once, twice, three times. No go. Spinny! We hear from inside the cottage. I'm sorry I got mad at you. I miss you. Let's make up. Let me give you something yummy to eat. Do you want some kale? Where are you? I can't smell you. Oh, terrific. Now the witch is awake. The portal isn't working, and she's awake. Run, guys, run! I yell. We have to get away! We bolt from the cake house into the forest, pushing branches out of our way as we go. We hear her front door open.
Cauliflower!
The witch screeches,
stop those kids!
Cauliflower? I spot a beautiful snow-white bird soar through the sky. That's cauliflower? Is that the bird we saw protecting the fields? I think it is. Oh, it's probably also the bird from the original story. The one who was supposed to bring Hansel and Gretel to the house in the first place. He, or she, must be working for the witch. Patty is really bad at naming animals. Suddenly, Cauliflower dives down toward Jonah.
Ah! No!
The bird grips the back of his hoodie in its beak.
Let go!
I scream, running toward my brother.
Let go right now!
Cauliflower flaps its wings and carries a squirming Jonah right over the trees and back toward the cake house.
Stop!
I scream even louder than before. Panting, I arrive right back at the house in time to see Cauliflower drop Jonah with a thud on the ground in front of Patty before flying off into the distance. Shakily, Jonah stands up. He clutches his stomach and throws up on the witch's bare feet. I feel bad for Jonah, but I have to say the witch kind of deserved that.
Gross!
Patty snaps.
Sorry, Jonah says sheepishly. Too much candy.
Candy?
Patty says, grabbing him by the shoulders.
You were supposed to be drinking smoothies. Coming, girly,
she adds, narrowing her ice blue eyes at me. She tightens her grip on Jonah.
You won't leave your brother all alone, will you?
No, I admit.
It's time for breakfast. Forget kid casserole. I'm making a kid omelet.
That's the most disgusting one yet, Jonah says. Do you at least use ketchup with that?
Omelets should always be served with ketchup.
Are you really talking about ketchup at a time like this? I ask. Can we focus on the current problem? The problem being that Patty is about to cook us with a side of bacon?
I don't eat bacon, Patty reminds us. I'm a vegetarian.
I snort. Right. Sorry. No pigs. Just humans. I take a step closer to the house, trying to think of how to get out of this. How did Gretel get the witch in the original story? Oh. I remember. She tricked the witch. She told her she needed help with the oven and then pushed her in. Can I trick the witch too? Without pushing her into an oven, though, because that sounds super creepy. I turned back toward the tree we just knocked on. It may not be a portal, but maybe it's good for something.
Oh no! I cry. Patty, look! You have to help! Spinny ran up the tree and is stuck between two branches and he can't get out.
What? She says, looking around. I don't see Spinny.
Over there!
Jonah says, starting to fake cry. Jonah is really good at fake crying. Usually it's annoying, but not this time.
He's stuck all the way up there. Poor Spinny.
She sniffs the air.
Spinny, where are you?
Woof, woof!
Prince cries out from near the tree, helping me out. Good cat.
Hurry,
I say. Spinny is in trouble. He needs you.
I'm coming, Spinny,
the witch yelps. She rushes over to the tree and reaches her arms up.
Jump to me, Spinny. Jump.
I motion to Jonah's licorice belt. Take it off, I mouth.
I need it,
he mouths back. We need it more, I mouth and point to the tree.
Oh,
he mouths, finally getting it. He unwraps the belt 1, 2, 20 times from his waist. Then he tosses me one end and we start running. Before Patty knows what's happening, Jonah and I race in opposite directions around the tree, tying her tightly to it and knotting the licorice rope around the back of the trunk. Patty unsuccessfully tries to untie herself.
Hey, you tricked me.
I did, I say. Trust me, though. If you read the original story, you'd know it was better than what was supposed to happen to you.
Ruff!
Prince barks.
Let me out this instant!
The witch screeches. No can do, I say. But you can always eat your way out. She spits on the ground.
Black licorice? Disgusting!
I totally agree, I call out. I pocket some Skittles for the road and follow my brother and dog into the forest.